Would you please comment on the highest blessings, where it reads, avoiding those of foolish ways, and then further on where it says, and cherishing family. You see where this is going. What if family members engage in foolish ways, like addiction to alcohol, and one cannot always avoid them? Can one cherish one with foolish ways? One can have compassion for them. One can recognize. I mean, some people you can choose to spend time with, and family to a certain degree, where we're thrown in the mix with them, and but still, I mean, there's a there are ways of being with family, even if they do engage in unskillful conduct or have foolish ways, and you know, not being in contention with them, not getting in conflict. It doesn't mean that one is giving approval, but it's also being able to maintain some kind of skillful contact, because they're it's like Ajahn Nyaniko saying in his talk of how much we, you know, we want to be understood, and especially if we hold certain values, and then, yeah, our family doesn't have the same values, and then we feel either uncomfortable or offended by that. It's actually one of the things that whenever monks come to me and make a request to go and visit family, I always sort of sit down and give them a talk on, you're not going there to teach them. You're not going there to get in conflict with them. And just go there and be present. And it's a, you know, there's always that that kind of idealism that one would like to have one's family follow one's own values, but mostly it doesn't work out like that. You know, we do have to maintain our own boundaries without getting in conflict. That's an important skill to be able to do that.